Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Leventhal is joining us, editor-at-large with the Center for Public Integrity in Washington. Dave, here in Western New York, we are already seeing attack ads against Senator Chris Jacobs in NY27. The general election is over a year away. Is this the new normal?
It's not surprising at all to me, Susan, and here's why. Ever since two things happened, number one, Chris Collins dropped out of the race simply because he is going to be going to prison, and David Bellavia, who was rumored or was thinking of jumping into the District 27 race, decided to not get into the race. This is something that is highly competitive, and it's not going to be competitive in a conventional sense. We oftentimes think of elections like this, congressional elections, in terms of the general election. Well, the real race here is going to be in the primary on the Republican side. District 27 is one of the reddest districts in New York State. Donald Trump won it by more than 21%, 24 percentage points. And by virtue of that, you're going to have a lot of sparring and a lot of fighting internally within the Republican Party. And this new Club for Growth Super PAC ad that's going up is just the first of a lot more that we're going to see with what could be several different Republican candidates vying for the nomination of the Republican Party.
I mean, it's early for, I think, a lot of onlookers who are thinking, well, we're going to be hearing this all the way until November of next year, because that's when the race will finally be settled. But maybe not so early if you think about a special election that could happen in April. I mean, well, actually, maybe still a little bit early, but that's a little bit sooner than next November.
Yeah, and a lot of people are just going to, of course, roll their eyes and say, already, we're going to have to deal with ads for an election that's a year away. But, yeah, you said, hey, is this a new normal? It's absolutely the new normal, and it's not localized just to the Buffalo area. It's all across the country, and the presidential race is quite literally been going on, the 2020 presidential race, since the day of Donald Trump's inauguration when he filed paperwork to raise money for his reelection. So you're seeing sort of a halo effect all across the country in competitive races where candidates are getting in and raising money and running constantly. There's no off season. There's always an on season for politics. So because of that, you just simply, as a voter, have to just kind of throw your hands up in the air and either tune in or, for that matter, tune out.
Well, what do you think this ad says about Chris Jacobs, the person that the ad is targeting? It happening this early and singling out Jacobs amongst all the other people who have thrown their hat in the ring.
This is a pretty typical for the Club for Growth, not a household name for most people, but it's a very powerful super PAC political organization, and they spend millions of dollars, usually $3, $4 million every election cycle to do this kind of thing, to support very highly conservative, especially fiscally conservative candidates, and also to go after other candidates, including Republicans, who they don't feel are conservative enough. So as a result of that, the Club for Growth, this is just kind of their playbook, and we're seeing it in District 27, which is kind of interesting, too, because it wasn't long ago we were having conversations about where are the super PACs in District 27. Of course, that was in the context of Chris Collins and Nate McMurray, the Democrat, running against each other when Democratic super PACs weren't helping out Nate McMurray, much to his chagrin, and could have very well helped him win that election. And here we are with another election going on, and it's Republican super PACs getting involved here. And the Club for Growth is a pretty big one by Washington, D.C. standards over here when it comes to the amount of money and the resources that they can bring to bear.
All right, so who does this group want if they don't want Chris Jacobs?
Yeah, and that's unclear right now. They're looking at Stefan Mihailu, for example, someone who hasn't got into the race yet but is considering it. And it's not about necessarily supporting a candidate, but making sure that they're painting a candidate who they don't like in a negative light, knowing full well that he's going to have a primary competitor. So that, too, is part of their playbook, where they will go after candidates and sort of try to define them very early in terms that, well, of course, they're defining him in as somebody who is not supporting Donald Trump, in their opinion, somebody who doesn't have a fiscally conservative record to their liking. That's what you can expect from the Club for Growth, at least in the early offing here.
You know, Stefan Mihailu, you mentioned him. He has been attacking Chris Jacobs from day one of Jacobs' campaign. Mihailu, by the way, still isn't officially in, although a lot of people expecting him to jump in anytime soon. So if these two end up kind of slugging it out through a special election and maybe a primary, you know, what does that mean for someone like Rob Ortz, who's the other, you know, one of the other faces in this? I mean, is that a good thing for him necessarily to kind of maybe slide through there and take the high road, so to speak? Or is a name not being in the headlines, whether it's good or bad, maybe not quite as good?
If you don't have notoriety, if people who are not familiar with you are expected to go and vote for you, then that's kind of a bad position to be in. So anyone, whether it's him or any other candidate who may get in the Republican fray, they're going to have to do something to stand out. It's not going to likely be enough for them just to kind of slide through anonymously in a race and expect to get what would probably be 20, 25, 30% of the vote in what could be a fairly crowded 3-, 4-, 5-way primary. And somebody's going to have to do better than just hope that the other two are going to burn themselves out.
Dave, where does the special election fit in? Is it an advantage to be the Republican selected to run in the special election or not? Does it matter?
Well, if you win, that's a great thing for you. Special elections are entirely different animals oftentimes than just a standard regular congressional election. And the biggest reason is because you will have national groups really focusing in and honing in on those elections and oftentimes dumping a whole heck of a lot of money because it's the only race going at that point or something that is going to have national stature as opposed to just local implications. So I expect that the special election could be a real focal point, not just for Western New York and District 27, but also to all across the country. And it would be something that's going to be a little bit different than Buffalo area districts often see.
Okay, Dave, always great to get your insight. Thank you. That's Dave Leventhal with the Center for Public Integrity.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.